Tomorrow marks one of the most significant moments in salvation history, the Annunciation. In today's video, we'll explore a beautiful reflection on Mary's yes and the angelic message that forever changed the world. Stay tuned. Ave mundis pes Maria. Welcome to Following Padre Pio. Whether you're a returning viewer or new to our channel, we're thrilled to have you here. Padre Pio, a Capuchin friar and a miracle worker, continues to inspire and intercede today. Discover how his legacy can touch your life and your loved ones. Subscribe now and let's begin this spiritual journey together. Hello everyone. Tomorrow is the solemnity of the Annunciation. A day when we commemorate the moment Archangel Gabriel appeared to the Virgin Mary. Now, since we don't post videos on Tuesdays, today's video will serve as a little prelude, so to speak, for tomorrow's feast day. While I don't have a Padre Pio story specifically tied to this occasion, I couldn't let such an important feast pass without reflection. So, today, I'll share with you a beautiful meditation by Professor Plinio Correa de Oliveira that truly captures the majesty of the Annunciation. So, without further ado, let's dive into the professor's inspiring words. Imagine Our Lady in her house in Nazareth as the Archangel Gabriel, one of the highest spirits in heaven, always in the presence of God, appears to her. The archangel gives the Blessed Virgin a profound greeting full of charm, nobility, elegance, and distinction. A majesty unimaginable because he is pure spirit and she is only a human creature. Yet he bows in a sign of unspeakable respect, for she is his queen, queen of the angels. Then he pays to her the most beautiful homage that was ever rendered on earth. She receives that homage and becomes enthused because she perceives God through the angel. In an anthropomorphic way, it could be said that the archangel transposed all spaces from God to the little town of Judea to meet Our Lady in person. It is from this perspective that the gospel narrative dedicated to the Annunciation must be imagined. The angel Gabriel was sent from God into a city of Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel being come in said unto her, Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. The professor continues, the simplicity of this gospel narration has something grand precisely as it relates to the soul-to-soul contact. When you hear it, you almost feel the Holy Spirit. It is a simple narration, but of really splendorous things. The angel chose the courtyard of the Blessed Virgin's house, where she was, to enter as a king. In the period before the French Revolution, especially after the coronation, kings made solemn entry into cities. Thousands of people participated with great gala. But this is nothing compared to the entrance of the angel. The angel's words sound like a single song, the likes of which no one ever sung or will sing. One can imagine that while Saint Gabriel saluted Our Lady, the place was filled with angels, all singing and rejoicing, though heard by no one. Upon entering, the angel said, Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Every word was uttered solemnly. When he pronounced the name of God, he manifested all his love to him. When he addressed Our Lady, he showed her all reverence. In this contact, she shone splendidly with extreme tenderness and majesty, as if assumed by the angel. When the angel exclaims, "Hail, full of grace," he makes the greatest compliment anyone could receive. Grace was all that existed in her, and thus God saluted her and the angel revered her. Gratia plena, full of grace, pronounced by the angel, the word grace acquires all the beauty and splendor of God's grace. Gratia plena gives the idea of fullness. It corresponds to saying that in her there is nothing but grace. Moreover, all the graces created for men are contained in her, and from her would overflow to us. These are words of incomparable wealth and majesty. The gospel narrative continues, saying that Our Lady, having heard what the angel said, she was troubled at his saying, and thought with herself what manner of solution this could be. She wondered what the revelation meant, and paid attention to the words to understand what God was saying. She reasoned calmly, without losing her psychological distance or panicking. But, unable to understand them, she was perplexed. She undoubtedly felt small facing the angel. At that point, the angel said, "Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found grace with God. Behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb, and shalt bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus. He shall be great, and shall be called the Son of the Most High, and the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of David his father, and he shall reign in the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end." And Mary said to the angel, "How shall this be done, because I know not man?" And the angel answering said to her, "The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the Most High shall overshadow thee. And therefore also the Holy which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God." And Mary said, "Behold the handmaid of the Lord. Be it done to me according to thy will." And the angel departed from her. One can imagine the majesty of this proclamation. First, when the angel pronounces the name of Jesus, then when he says that he shall be great and shall be called the Son of the Most High. All this is so grand that it's superior to any cogitation. At that moment, she conceived by the work of the Holy Spirit, and the Word of God became flesh. The God-man began to live in her, fully lucid from the first moment of his being, and she began to worship him. The professor concludes, "The point of these comments is to instill in us a taste for the beauty of the scene so we can better understand that sublime moment. In so doing, we will better worship God, our Lord Jesus Christ, and better practice venerating Our Lady." I hope you enjoyed this text as much as I did. If it inspired you as well, please let me know in the comments section below. Wishing you all a blessed and joyful solemnity of the Annunciation tomorrow. Thank you so much for watching. Your support means the world to us. If you enjoyed this video, please like it and share it with your friends. Love our videos? Then click the bell to get notified as soon as we upload something new. Otherwise, you will miss out. check out the specially recommended videos on the end screen, or click the links in the description below for a full selection of great content, including our Padre Pio Thoughts for the Day playlist, and to enroll your Mass intentions for next Friday's Padre Pio Holy Mass. Thank you for being a part of our community, and stay tuned for the next video on the life of Padre Pio.